The first country in the world to order a nationwide coronavirus lockdown eases restrictions. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. An estimated 4 million people in Italy are heading back to work today. They can move more freely within their region, go to reopen parks, and get restaurant takeout. That's after the country recorded the lowest daily rise in deaths on Sunday since lockdown measures were imposed 2 months ago. The Prime Minister warned Italians not to squander progress, but as the BBC's Mark Lowen reports, the shutdown is already leaving deep economic scars.
The region around Naples has four times the unemployment of the north of Italy, and at least one in five work in the black, cash in hand, so have been crushed by the lockdown. We're taken there by the police.
Walking through the mess of concrete and wires and broken glass, it is really an image of social decay.
This crisis has once again brought long-standing problems to the surface of organised crime preying on hardship. These are the kinds of concerns that many other poverty-hit areas far beyond Italy are likely to face. We've risked everything to survive, says Filomena. We already had nothing. They stopped us from working. They shut everything down. Now what is left? To die of hunger? This isn't a life. Carpenter Raffaele tells me there's been lots more crime since the lockdown, even kids stealing drugs and cars, since there's no work and they need to eat. Across town and fighting the resurgence of organised crime is the NGO A Voce de Creature, working in a building seized from the Neapolitan mafia, the Camorra. They make up boxes of food for those in need to stop the mafia stepping in instead. It's run by a priest, Luigi Merola.
The Camorra is taking advantage of this current vacuum. They've always exploited Italy's moments of weakness. They provide help to people, but then ask them to deal drugs in exchange or give them money.
In the heart of old Naples, musical gratitude from a recipient of a social initiative. Baskets hung from a balcony in which those who can donate food and those who need it take it out for free. It's run by Angelo Piccone.
We're just a temporary solution to fill the void left by the government, which hasn't been present and is still getting organized. If everything goes well, it will take a year to recover. But how can we live until then?
This is a health crisis that's become a social and economic one. Playing out is the swan song of a lockdown that's halted the virus but wounded this country.
Mark Lowen reporting from southern Italy there. While other European nations, including Portugal, Spain, Croatia and Greece, are also taking steps to lift their lockdowns today. Small shops, some schools, hairdressers and restaurants can reopen. That's as world leaders turn more focus to finding a treatment or vaccine for COVID-19. Today, they're invited to an online pledge drive, which is the brainchild of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has more.
Dr. von der Leyen has set a goal to raise $8 billion for research and development of a coronavirus vaccine. And EU officials say she's been busy, calling dozens of world leaders to ask them to pledge support. This event is backed by G20 countries, including the UK, France and Germany. They're keen to pool scientific resources and expertise, even further than at present. But the US, China, India and Russia are not expected to take part. The European Commission President has many other obstacles to overcome, not least over tensions between EU countries on a coordinated approach to coronavirus. What they are clear on is ensuring universal access to a vaccine, particularly for developing countries. The window for donations now runs until late May. Then the real marathon begins over how money is allocated. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
A quick check of financial markets this morning. London's FTSE 100 is down 0.2% as U.S. stock futures slide 1% ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Continental European benchmarks, which were closed for a public holiday on Friday, are tumbling more than 3%. That's as fresh figures showed Eurozone manufacturing activity contracted in March to its lowest level since 1997 when records began. Meanwhile, investors fear a flare-up in tensions between the U.S. and China amid controversy over where the coronavirus pandemic originated and China's handling of the outbreak. Well, months of lockdown restrictions have threatened the future of the airline industry, and it's forced billionaire investor Warren Buffett to sell all of his shares in four major U.S. air carriers. Today, though, two European airlines have been handed lifelines. The BBC's Theo Leggett reports.
Norwegian Air, once a pioneer of low-cost long-haul travel, had come a hair's breadth from collapse. The Norwegian government agreed to offer a financial lifeline worth $290 million, but only if the carrier could reach a deal with its lenders to reduce its substantial debts. That's now been achieved, although as a result, the company will be largely owned by its creditors, with existing shareholders maintaining only a small stake. Meanwhile, the European Commission has given the go-ahead to a bailout plan for Air France-KLM, which will see the French government provide loans and loan guarantees for the company worth 7 billion euros. Air France-KLM says the money will help it to overcome the current crisis and prepare for the future.
The BBC's Theo Leggett there. Finally, J. Crew has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today. Amid a restructuring, day-to-day operations will continue. Shoppers can still buy through e-commerce platforms, which account for half of total revenue, and retail stores will reopen as health restrictions ease. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.